from London, BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica's opposition Labour Party goes into its weekend annual conference with political futures on the line. The United States moves the goalposts on conditions for the removal of the 30-year embargo against Cuba, and Caribbean offshore banks praise for cleaning up the image of a money launderer's paradise. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guatemala's president, Jorge Serrano, has warned there could be a bloodbath in Cuba. President Serrano arrives in Madrid next Wednesday for a meeting of Latin American and Spanish leaders who will discuss how to press Fidel Castro's government to reform the communist island. The Guatemalan leader believes a bloodbath can be avoided, but added that pressure for change in Cuba should come only from Latin America. That appeared to be a thinly veiled criticism of new moves by the United States to tighten the 30-year embargo against Cuba. Cuba's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Ramon Sanchez Paradis, told Caribbean Report his country's future development must, by definition, exclude the possibility of normal relations with the U.S.